Well, hello, and welcome to the Miles of Training by Evil Sizer podcast. I'm your host, Penny Royston, president and CEO of Evil Sizer & Associates. I'm an interstate authority expert with 34 years of experience and a licensed commercial insurance agent. Thanks for tuning in, where we discuss all things interstate trucking. This is episode number 6, and the title of today's episode is, What is IFTA? So what is IFTA? There's a lot of acronyms in this world, especially in the government world, but IFTA stands for International Fuel Tax Agreement, and most states are a part of this agreement. All qualified vehicles who travel two or more states must apply for this IFTA license. Each truck will receive a set of two decals, one for each door, one on the driver's side and one on the passenger side. Every year, they're issued in a different color so the port of entry officer can distinguish which year is current or not. They will also issue a license, so you'll have a piece of paper to put in your permit book. So every state does have an IFTA agency that will require an application. Some states charge for the decals and some do not. You'll just have to check with your base state. The processing time varies from state to state. For instance, Colorado is pretty quick in processing the application, and I noticed that Arkansas is too. They'll mail you the decals along with your license. However, Texas is a different story. It takes a good 3 weeks to process that IFTA sticker. That's kind of crazy, right? But that's reality. So can you operate without the decals? Well, you can, but you have to purchase a temporary permit with a company like J.J. Keller. That can get expensive because you have to buy a permit for each state. There's not a blanket permit that you can buy. So if you're going from Colorado to Missouri, you'll have to buy one for Colorado. You have to buy one for Missouri. You'll have to buy one for Kansas. And I did not do that in the right order that you would head down I-70. But that's how that works. And some are like 48 hours, some are 72 hours. So it gets real confusing real fast. So if you can wait for that IFTA sticker to come in the mail so you can physically put them on your door and put the license in your permit book that's on board, then that's the best way. So once you have your license and decals in place, your ELD will be the tool you'll use to keep track of your mileage by state. Now, that is if your truck is newer than the year 2000, or if you're going to run more than 100 miles. So it's important to keep on top of your ELD to make sure there's no missing miles. You're going to want to check that almost daily. You know, just keep in mind that ELDs sometimes can miss miles. If you're going in and out of range, I've seen it happen a few times. They're pretty good anymore, but they can still kind of glitch out at the most inopportune moments. So just kind of audit that each day, or, you know, just have a plan to just not rely on it 100%, but go ahead and look back and make sure, hey, did that make sense? Did it skip any states? I saw an ELD one time that skipped like 4 states. And so when I went to do the IFTA reporting, I had a fuel receipt, but I didn't have a state to log that into. So I had to go back and kind of figure that out manually. We do have a system here that can calculate those miles, but ultimately you want your ELD to be accurate, be correct. So when it comes for reporting, you can pull your IFTA report and get that filed. So the other piece you need to track is your fuel purchases. So unfortunately, the IFTA doesn't care how much you pay for the fuel. That's not a part of the equation. I know it is in your bottom line, definitely, because we all know that diesel's been really high lately, you know, for the last several years even. And we've seen a downturn in a lot of the companies being able to make a profit. So you want to be sure to be strategic where you purchase your fuel, but keep your receipts. And I know with Motive, and there's probably with a lot of other companies as well that offer ELD services, you can take a snapshot of the fuel receipt, and you can log that gallon amount in your ELD. That way it's all in one. I know I do a lot of fuel tax reporting for people, and I'm gathering pieces from all over the place. You know, yes, they'll grant me access to their ELD so I can go in and pull, just kind of audit, do a little light audit there to make sure there's nothing missing. But then I get this other email with, you know, maybe 20 receipts that I've got to sort through. So it would be really helpful if, you know, for you, especially if you're doing your own taxes, is to keep it all in one place. You know, the ELDs give you that option, and I would highly encourage you to keep that in one spot. So the IFTA tax return is due every quarter. Even if you don't have any miles, you still need to file a zero report. I know that may sound counterintuitive, but you've got to let the state know every quarter by the due date if you ran miles or not. Now, I'm going to back up a little bit because I didn't even mention, and I'm just now kind of thinking about this, who qualifies for IFTA? Well, these are CDL trucks, and I call CDL trucks as those that the GVW is over 26,000 pounds. So GVW is your truck, your trailer, and your load. It's the heaviest that you're going to weigh. And so most semis are 80,000 pounds. Now you might have a 26-foot box truck that's 26. That doesn't qualify. So anything 26,000 pounds or lighter does not need an IFTA. So the qualifications are if you're over 26,000 pounds and you run two or more states. If you're just running inside your state, you don't need to take care of that because you're already paying fuel tax at the pump. So it's my impression, and it has been for 34 years that I've been doing fuel tax, is it this program avoids boycotting a certain state. So, you know, it's easy to boycott, especially these days when, you know, we just don't believe in something. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to buy there. Well, with IFTA, it doesn't matter because you have to compile all your miles per truck by state and list them on this return, as well as fuel purchases. So it's going to even out. There's all these calculations for every state. You're going to take whatever state that you know, the miles that you traveled, and you've got your fuel that you purchased, and you're going to calculate your MPG and take it whatever the net is times your tax rate. And some states you'll have a negative, some states will have a positive amount. Maybe you didn't purchase enough fuel in that state, but in order to not worry about that, you only have to pay the net. It's up to the states to divvy out all of the money here and there. So bottom line, you look at the bottom of the amount due, and that's what you pay. Or if you have a credit, then you'll get a credit back. So you want to track every single mile, whether it's personal miles, whether it's just driving to the yard or, you know, the gas station or whatever. You want to track every single mile because you pay the least taxes if your MPG is accurate. I know I've had people in the past like, well, you know, those were personal miles. I don't want to have to pay taxes on those. Well, the less miles that you calculate and report, the higher your taxes. And this is something that I've been teaching for years. So if you take out those miles, your MPG is going to be lower. So the lower your MPG, you know, your miles per gallon, the higher typically your taxes are. And so the more accurate your MPG, the more accurate your taxes are. So the states are looking for no gaps in mileage. And if whether you're filling out a trip sheet or you're handling your ELD correctly, you don't want any missing miles. So when do you file your taxes? Well, this is on a quarterly basis. So quarter one is what we're currently processing right now. This is April 2024. So first quarter is January, February, March. So each quarter is 3 months. Since the quarter ends March 31st, you've got a month to get this filed. So you've got to have first quarter filed by April 30th. So there's not a lot of time. And I know in April, it's a busy month. We also have personal taxes going on by April 15th. So it's a super busy month. But nevertheless, you need to file the taxes a month after the quarter ended. So since the quarter ended March 31st, they're due by April 30th. And what happens if you don't do that? Well, you're going to have, most states, you have a $50 penalty automatically plus interest. And that builds over time. And then if you miss two quarters, they're going to cancel your account. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to, you know, you want to avoid the cancellation mode and having to go back and take care of everything. But also you want to be sure all of your miles and your fuel is accurate. I can't stress that enough, because if they're not, let's say you're a semi and you came up with a 12 MPG, the state won't even accept your report. Or if the state does, they're probably going to come back and audit you and say, hey, a semi just cannot get a 12 MPG. Not these days. You know, the semis are doing better. You know, they can be anywhere from 5 to 7, but typically not 12. I recently had a case where there were some missing miles. So I went back to the client, said, hey, you know, this isn't adding up. I even tried to file the account. It wouldn't, it was, you know, out of their parameters and it wouldn't even let me file. So the systems know what the MPG is supposed to look like, and all of your numbers need to be in those parameters. So there's various systems out there that can help you with your fuel taxes. You know, there's the old fashioned spreadsheet, you know, with Excel or Google, what is that? Google spreadsheets. You can definitely, you know, put something in there to add everything up. We have a great system on our end where we just plug in all of the information and it'll calculate. It'll even download the forms that you can use as worksheets. These aren't forms that you can file with the states, because each state is a little different. They each have their own system, their own online system. Some will take an online form, some will not. You need to check with your base state to see how they will accept your IFTA reporting. The online is pretty simple. Like I said, though, each state is different. And it would be a good idea just to kind of make notes on, you know, where you filed that before. You can always Google it, but, you know, write down your username and password somewhere in a safe place that's secure. That way, next quarter, it's not a big deal. You can pull your IFTA report from your ELD, you know, kind of do a brief audit, add in your fuel receipts, either from the receipts or your fuel statement that you receive from your fuel card. And then just go through that process. If this is something you just don't want to do, you know, you're on the road too much, you've got too much going on, that's what we're here for at Evilsizer. So we have many clients that hire us to do the fuel taxes for them. And so we go through that process. You know, we do ask that you grant us a third party access to your ELD. That way we can pop in and pull the correct information. And then if the fuel receipts are not listed on the ELD system, because I get it, you know, that's one more thing you have to do. However, I do recommend that you take the 30 seconds to take a picture of that receipt and put it in the proper place. It will help. Otherwise, you know, you will need to send us either your fuel statement, you know, or some people have multiple fuel cards, so they'll have multiple statements, or a copy of each fuel receipt. So we take that information, we plug it into our system, it prints out our worksheets, and then we go to town and file, you know, either zero if you didn't travel through that particular state. Let's say you have Kentucky and Connecticut and you didn't travel through there. So we would just pop in and do a zero report. Because like I said, if you don't do a zero report, even though you didn't travel through there, you do need to report either zero or the mileage that you traveled. That way, it will avoid all of those late fees and possible cancellation fees. And it just gets kind of out of control and it's just a mess. And so that's what you want to avoid. So you really, you know, it's just like your income tax. You want to stay on top of it. Because if you get canceled, then it's hard to travel because when you go across the state line and you stop at the port, they're going to ask for your IFTA and there's going to be red flags on their end. And so they may shut you down. So you want to avoid all of that. So here at Evilsizer, we do have a premium compliance program and I'll link that below, but you can go to evilsizer.co and look for DOT Shield Premium. This is our cream of the crop compliance program, and it does include the IFTA and mileage tax reporting. Now, mileage tax is going to be a different podcast just because it's a whole different animal. It's something in addition to the IFTA. So you will want to stay tuned for that one. I'll do that one next. But this way, I help keep up with it. You know, I have this great customer profile system, and that's where I list, you know, tasks of all the things I need to do for you. But this premium program not only includes IFTA, but I'll help you with your IRP, your DQ file. A lot of people lately have been asking about the DQ file. That just means driver qualification. So you have to keep up with all of your drivers, your MVRs, make sure that they're drug tested and you know, everything's, you know, the drug tests are negative, and you just want to make sure that you're hiring the best possible driver that you can. You know, there's just a lot of craziness out in the world right now, and it's just best to do all the background checks, you know, and also it helps save with insurance. So if you hire somebody and they have a lot of points, you know, they have speeding and accidents and just whatnots on their MVR, that increases your insurance. So it's just best to hire that out, you know, let you do what you do best with your company, and then let us do what we do best with all of the compliance. So check that out at evilsizer.co. We have a little search bar and you can just put in premium and it'll pop up. So pretty simple. There is a setup fee and then we charge per driver. So it's a great way to also keep up with your IFTA. We'll help you renew the IFTA. We'll help you renew all of the mileage tax permits. So if you're a CDL driver and you're driving across the state line, this is something that's going to be in your world that you're going to have to manage and take care of. And so we like to walk alongside of our customers and make sure everything is on time. And I'm an early bird. So when it comes to quarterlies, I'm working on it on the first. So if you're that early bird too, and like to get it done and out of the way, then, you know, we're the partner for you, because I don't like to wait until the last minute. Sometimes we have to if we don't get all of the information in time. But for the most part, we get everything done at least by the 20th or 25th. And then we have our stragglers. And you know who you are. So I hope you found this podcast informative and makes you kind of double check, like, hey, do I need IFTA? You know, like I said, if you're a box truck operation that's less than 26,000 pounds, you know, or a cargo van, you don't have to worry about this. This is one less thing. But if your drivers are driving a CDL truck, which is over 26,000 pounds, then yes, this is something you need to take care of. And don't just cross the state line if you've applied, you know, like, hey, I've applied. That's not good enough. You know, as you know, with the states, or as you will find out, the states want things in place. They don't want things pending. You know, they don't want your authority to be pending. They want everything to be active and ready to go. Well, that's all I have for you today, friends. Thanks for tuning in. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a curious newcomer, keep those wheels turning and find joy in the journey. Don't forget to follow this podcast so you won't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, this is Penny Royston, signing off for now.